the shadow side and love, they go hand in hand. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark, and I'm back with you today in video number 2 on the shadow side and matchmaking. You see, we need to look at, as we said in the first video, what the shadow side may be with the person that we're dating, or, of course, whom we're marrying, because some things don't show up until just before or after into the marriage. And we need to know what's going on underneath the issues presented, or the behaviors, or the mood swings that go up and down, or, and sometimes we assume, oh, that's just them, when really it has to do with issues that are unresolved. Very real. Signs, triggers, and cues. How do we know them? What are the shadow sides again? Oh, yes. They have to do with issues from the past that affect the present. They are the unmet needs, the debts that have been left there in childhood, adolescence, or just before you've got to know the person. And is having a very adverse effect or somewhat adverse effect on him or her right now. Because the shadows remain until they are exposed by Christ's light to dispel the shadows. As we often sing in our songs in worship, God takes away the shadows. That's our prayer here. And there could be a genuine and growing connection between you and the other person, granted that God has called you to each other. So let's get back to it. These shadow sides. Fascinating. Today we'll look at the danger zones, the first part of these danger zones. Frankly, there's been determined a top 10 list, like the top 10 hits of the shadow sides. The top 10 hits of the shadow sides are as follows. Again, the shadow sides, the past affecting our present, and what are the danger zones to look for as we come to know this person, how she may be exhibiting things because of, well, these dangers. First of all, stagnant, ineffective family systems. In other words, dysfunctional systems. As I mentioned in the first video, family systems matter. You're not only dating someone, you know, that person as an individual, but you're also dating a family that goes with that person. Regardless if they are connected to them well or not. Now, we know that when it comes to adolescence, 17, 18 years of age especially, they're beginning to separate, differentiate from the family, and that's okay. That shift has to happen. So as the person enters their 20s, they can become the person that God wants them to become more and more. However, to say that they're not connected to their family at all, or that they're estranged from their family, and things are just distant, disconnected, or up and down and sideways, that is cause for concern. Albeit that it's stagnant, albeit that there's ineffective connection with each other, we still need to know that mom cares, for example, or that dad, of course, he is there to help and support as the dad who provides, provider and also encourager. That mom and dad together are saying, we love you, honey. We support you as God leads you. If those types of things are not there, if there are dysfunctions going on with mom or dad, with siblings having to do with substance use disorder, or with other ups and downs in their lives causing havoc and chaos, that's something to consider. When you are thinking, ooh, as we marry in the future, it'll be okay. No problem. When really, there are underlying issues that are there from the family system that are, whether the person admits it or not, is affecting them. Especially if there's been major issues, which we'll get to here in a minute. But first of all, stagnant, ineffective family systems. Number 9 on the top 10 list, anger, frustration, cynicism. So as the person is angry often, it doesn't take much to push their buttons. They fly off the handle. They jump down your throat. It was great for the first 2 dates, but boy, now that we're getting to know each other, he's a real problem to be with. A pain in the neck. And some of you will say, well, I see past that. It's going to be okay. And we just slog through it. But if there's an anger and frustration and cynicism, over time, that can accumulate to walls that that person will build with you in between you two, drive you away. Number 8, community division. What I mean by community division? What I mean by community division are divisive people, negativity, people in the community around you that are connected to the person that you're dating and you're getting to know, who are know a lot of friends and family, or in a particular class of people where they are about always being negative and also divisive, meaning division in the community, and they're judgmental. So, as a broader term here, community division, and how then we simply run into these divisive, negative people, something to be careful of because it's affecting that person that you're with. Or you maybe want to be a positive person. You want to bring unity to the community. And they aren't. Because they get caught up in petty drama or large drama, chaos, again, having to do with their anger and their unresolved issues. Something to watch. Number 7 on a top 10 list is premature exits from work. The person you're dating is, they get a job, great, good, carry on. And by the next week, they quit. Or within 6 months, they're gone because it didn't work out again. Well, maybe the next time. And they interview and they get another job at the next McDonald's, or they get the next job at the next firm or whatever, and it just goes on and on with the gain and loss. Hiring that person, and that person either has to resign or they get fired. And it is a pattern that is unstable, hence insecure. Well, from number 7 to number 6, substance use disorder. That's the famous one, but not the number 1. Substance use disorder, of course, where that person then forces you to be the caretaker, the enabler, the one who covers up for them when they're in a drunk stupor, or that they'll eventually give up the whole drinking thing and things are going to be okay. But it never does. And if they don't get help, it'll be jails, institutions, or death eventually. Hence the problem and issue of addiction that relates to other life issues. Because when it comes to life issues, often we get frustrated or we have chaos and we want to get relief. That's the first thing. And then as the cycle continues, and as we go around the circle, then the person then will medicate that issue. They'll medicate the problem so they get temporary relief. And as we know with addiction, we go from there to some sense of peace, albeit fake. It's not going to last, not going to be satisfying and contribute strength. It's only for a time. And from there then comes other issues that pop up, problems that lead to that, oh yes, frustration that lead to, oh yes, I have chaos and problems and pain again. Oh, that trigger and the issue, I'm going to go use. I'm going to go drink. I'm going to do my drug. Whatever that may be. And this is not about cocaine or alcohol necessarily. That is a narcotic or alcohol. But it's also about people, food, materialism, shopping as it is, gambling, whatever it may be that takes life away from that person and you too. Because it does affect you and he or she, as well as the family system that we've talked about before. So those are the first danger zones to consider from the top 10 danger zones as we consider the shadow life and, or the shadows, the whole shadows, the dark side, the shadow sides, and our love lives. Next video, we'll look at the top five as we continue in this course on the shadow side and love.